This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's one from the Marketplace desk of How Bad Do You Want It? Chipotle says a fifth of its new restaurants, 20%, are going to be in places with 40,000 people there or less. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why some big brands are looking to go small.
Tim Powell still remembers when he was younger and a Starbucks finally opened near his hometown in Ohio.
We were so happy. We were like, oh, I didn't care. It was like 30 minutes away. So, oh, sweet, I got to have that coffee.
Powell is a consultant at Food Service IP. And he says even today, some chains create this kind of buzz, especially among younger people. He says Chipotle is one of them.
It's almost like a lightning rod. You know, it's not Taco Bell. You know, it's not the dudes living with their parents in the basement. I mean, this is Chipotle. I got a 15-year-old daughter that spends our money, a lot of it, at Chipotle.
Trendy chains like Chipotle, Domino's, and Cava have been expanding out into smaller suburbs and even rural towns, says Morningstar analyst Sean Dunlop.
To some extent, a lot of restaurants are just following consumers wherever the consumers are.
Where they are is increasingly away from cities since the pandemic and hybrid work came into play. That's created a lot of communities where, per capita, the number of restaurants is low. Plus, for businesses, labor and rent cost less in small towns.
And so on balance, the economics for a lot of these stores are very competitive.
But it doesn't mean it's easy. Alex Suskind, a professor of food and beverage management at Cornell, says hiring is still pretty difficult and managing supply chains is tricky.
You need to make sure that your trucks can reach those remote locations. And so that takes a lot of planning and rerouting, and you might need additional warehousing.
Which is especially hard for chains that make most of their food fresh on site. As for communities, Suskind says chains moving in is a mixed bag. It boosts jobs and brings in more revenue, but takes away from independent businesses.
It really is a fixed pie. You can't eat in two restaurants at the same time.
And with rewards points and other perks, consumers are incentivized to pick the brand name. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.